Hey, Mujer, it's Micaela, host of the Fearless Mujer podcast. What is the Fearless Mujer? It is a space for the mujer who ever felt rejected, misunderstood, and without a seat at the table. If you are ready to renew your mindset, let go of old versions that no longer serve you, and you're ready to be inspired to fearlessly pursue the dreams on your heart, then I invite you for a virtual cup of cafecito. You can listen to the Fearless Mujer on Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, and wherever you podcast.
What's good, everybody? We hope you guys are having a great day so far. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of the Scaredy Cats podcast. For those of you who are new here, allow us to introduce ourselves. We are your hosts, Sway and Liz, and on this podcast, we talk about true crime, ghost stories, and basically anything scary you can think of, we're going to talk about it. So if any of that interests you, make sure to add us to your favorites and tune in every Wednesday for a brand new episode.
Yep, guys, we also review the latest scary movies, and if you have any stories you'd like us to talk about, feel free to send in your request or on any of our social media pages at Scaredy Cats and at Scaredy Cats with the K.
I feel like we still have to do the intro, you know, because we get like new listeners every single day. So, you know, if they don't know who we are, we want them to know who we are, you know. Soon, maybe when we blow up, people are just going to know us. They're just going to know who we are. But before we jump into today's episode, guys, as you guys saw the title, it is The Terrifying History of Clowns and True Killer Clown Stories. Why do we have clowns? Like, what is the point of a clown?
I feel like, though, like, in the beginning, clowns were meant to, you know, to be funny and to be silly and, like, you know, for, like, kids' parties, you know, birthday parties, events and stuff like that. Like, that's mainly why they were there.
Yeah.
And I guess, like, the whole idea of a clown. And then it, like, slowly worked its way into being, like, you know, into, like, haunted houses and, like, scary movies. Because in all reality, guys, like, they kind of look weird, right?
They do.
That with their makeup and everything. And honestly, I feel like I wasn't really scared of clowns until I watched The Joker, the one with Joaquin Phoenix.
Okay.
And the way he, you know, did
portrayed
the whole
it,
yeah,
it
oh man, creepy. Insane. And it kind of made me nervous about clowns because I'm like, wow, like this guy did. He was such a great actor in that film, you know. But like after that, I'm like, okay, I think I'm kind of scared of clowns now.
Yeah, like after doing my research, I understand why people had clowns back in the day, because this like they date back a long time ago. But like in this day and age, I just sometimes I think like, why do we still have clowns?
Yeah.
like for me, I've always been terrified of clowns, but it's slowly progressed to like people just not liking them, like just being creeped out about them. So that's why I'm just like, why do we still have clowns?
It is, you know? It's pretty interesting. Yeah. But you know, another weird thing is, you know how they had that haunted clown motel?
Yeah.
And I think we've had a few. I think Josh went out there, right?
Yeah, one of our friends, Josh.
Yeah, yeah.
And also your uncle,
yes,
Anthony.
So my dude Anthony, he went out to the haunted clown motel. He actually stayed the night there, and he said it was disgusting.
Yeah,
like
Nevada?
He said it was really filthy, and like the rooms were pretty like, you know, dirty and stuff. He's like, I wouldn't recommend it, and it was pretty creepy on top of that. But I'm wondering if like it was meant to be like looking like filthy.
Dungy?
Yeah, like, I guess. Yeah,
based on how it looks, I feel like it is meant to be like that.
Yeah, I feel like it's more, it should be more of a tourist attraction rather than a motel to stay in. I guess in a way I think like, you know, they can have that like, okay, it's a haunted clown motel, but you don't have to stay here.
Yeah.
You know.
True, because I know we do mention him a lot, but FaZe Rug, when he went, remember when he always, when he goes to these hotels, he always takes his little equipment to see if the thing,
the little
like
blue
how
light
dirty
thing,
it is.
Yeah.
And when he took his blue light, it was pretty nasty.
It was
in
raunchy.
There like the sheets were dirty too. And I think this just, they didn't end up staying there because it was just weird. But yeah, I feel like it's kind of like meant to be dungy like that, like,
yeah,
like kind of like nasty looking.
Yeah, there
and
you
then
go.
Aside from it being like in the middle of nowhere, like in a desert, I would, you know, guess that it gets really dusty.
Yeah.
But what's creepy is that the freaking cemetery that's right next to it.
Oh, I think I knew that.
Yeah, there's a cemetery with like, and correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but I'm pretty sure it's like 300 something people that were buried there, and then decided just to build the clown hotel right next to the cemetery.
Well, I mean, that sounds weird, but like if you think about it, Twin, like here in Twin, we had a movie theater right next to a cemetery.
Yeah,
and like it was like the one before, you know, the one in the mall was built. So it was really weird. I guess like cemeteries are put in a weird place, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they are in a weird place. But with all that being said, like we said, today is going to be about clowns. Honestly, like I told you guys, I don't even know why we still have clowns. Like I said, they just give me an uneasy feeling. But today we're going to be diving into the dark, terrifying history of clowns and also some true scary stories. So clowns actually date back all the way to the Egyptian times, which I didn't know. It is said that the Egyptian kings would go to extreme lengths to get a good laugh. They believed that, you know, laughter was the best medicine, and they would dress people up in a funny suit, paint their face, and make them do these crazy funny dances to entertain the king. And what is interesting, in the Egyptian times, it was actually the priest of their church who they would dress up as a clown, and they'd have him, like, you know, he'd be a priest during the day, but at evening he was a clown. Which is weird, right?
I guess, yeah. He's like, man, I'm living two lives right now.
Yeah, they were literally like their priest. They would dress him up as a clown during the evenings, and then that's how the kings would get entertained. And like how people in like, like the village or like a kingdom?
Yeah.
I don't know what you would call it.
Yeah, because they were kings, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, kingdom. They would gather all these people, and they would have the priests just dance and like look like all silly like a clown. To me, like, I'm thinking, how could you take your priest seriously after that?
Yeah.
Like, go to, like, church the next day and be like, hey, you were just dancing like a clown, but now he's, like praising God.
Yeah, they're, like, mid-prayer and stuff, and then they just start laughing. They're like, man, remember, you know, yesterday what you did, that act? That was pretty funny.
And, like, priests were, like, even to this day, but back then they were very, like, you know, respected people.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people were very religious back then. So I'm just like, why would you guys dress your priest up?
It's random. A random pick of a person to do that.
Yeah, but clowns also existed within the Greek and Roman era. They played different roles. For example, the ancient Greek clowns resembled more of a mime, while on the other hand, Roman clowns played, you know, more of a role in society. The Greek clowns wore black and white clothing and were meant to entertain the gods, but the Roman clowns were typically lower class people who had their head shaved and wore pointy hats. Which is messed up.
It is, because they're basically like, man, you're poor. Like, you know, make us laugh.
Yeah, like they would do that to them, and then they would just basically like call them fools or like call them names, you know. So it was like more like a society type
of
thing.
So then I guess in a way it's basically like the Joker, like the card, the deck of cards that's what they look like, right?
Yeah, with basically like hat. You know, you look like a joke because you're a joke. Yeah. That's what they made these people look like.
The Romans also loved theater, so for the entertainment, people would gather and watch actors on stage, but towards the end of the show, a clown would come out to give people a good laugh before they left. It was said that throughout the performance, the clowns would throw peanuts at the audience, and the meaning of them throwing peanuts was basically to poke fun at a villain on stage. And fast forwarding to the 1900s, clowns began to throw pies at the crowd, and that became one of their most popular props for humor, and has become a staple of comedy since then. Now, jumping back to the Renaissance times, clowns were servants who worked for the royalty. They weren't known as clowns, though. They actually went by jesters, court jesters, fool, or joker, and they were hired to entertain royal guests. These jesters were not paid. They were given food and a place to sleep. I guess, like, it's, like, it's cool that like they gave maid? Them. Yeah, there you go. I guess in a way.
Because you know how, like, maids, they're not paid, but they're just given food and a place to sleep.
Yeah. It's kind of sad.
It's not, like, the terrifying truth, I guess. It's just, like, the dark truth, because I feel like, you know, like, people who were clowns, they were kind of just, like, I mean, made a joke, because they're clowns, you know. So like in this case, they were not given, you know, they weren't paid or nothing. You're just like, you know, we're gonna give you food and a place to sleep,
and that's enough for
and
you.
That's all you get. You basically have to live here your whole life and entertain our royal guests by making them laugh, which would just be creepy. Just like, as a guest, if I was a royal, I feel like I'd be
kind of uncomfortable.
Yeah. Like, you have this dude dressed up in like weird like baggy clothes and to make me laugh.
Yeah,
like that sounds weird.
It's just crazy to how far they went to extent,
yeah,
like to make someone laugh, you know.
When I was doing research on court jesters, you know, like aka clowns, I guess some places still hire them. I don't know what royal places are like up to this day, you know, like medieval time looking places. It's said that in the year 2023, court jesters make up to $60,000 a year, which is basically like a full-time job, and like they're paying them nowadays, which is a good thing.
They
but
moved up.
The fact that there's you can still be a court jester, that's just weird.
I guess, I don't know, if I'm making $60,000 a year, I'd work my way into being a court jester, because that's a lot of money.
Yeah, that is a lot of money, but like I wonder what places are hiring these.
Well, I people. Feel like in other countries maybe, you know, kind of deal. I don't know about the United States. Like, I don't know who's doing that. I don't think Joe Biden's doing that.
I don't think so. Well, if you were to think like, this place probably hires like court jesters, what place would it be?
I'd I'd probably still think Egypt because Egypt? I mean, originated, you know, there. So like, I'd assume that it'd be Egypt because there's a lot of royal families that are still up to this day. I mean, even in the, like, you know, Britain, like the, you know, the royal family, basically, you know, who they are. But like, I feel like maybe just like any, you know, anybody who's wealthy at like that, at that point, not like wealthy, like, you know, Elon Musk, but like, you know, royalty.
But like, but that's the history of clowns and where they originated from. But now this is where clowns become evil and dark. We all know John Wayne Gacy, the serial killer who dressed up as a clown and murdered 35 people from 1972 to 1978. And we aren't going to get into much detail about him because we did do an episode about him a while ago. But this man is like, I would say, is one of the reasons why I feel so weird about clowns, knowing what he did. And I feel like it's a big reason why a lot of people kind of like started not trusting clowns in a sense, because it was terrifying what this dude did. Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was really like pretty scary. But also, like, we had, I think we mentioned this, like you said, the killer clown era in 2017.
Yeah,
I mean, we were 17 during that time, so it was pretty scary.
That was creepy. I just remember like seeing on YouTube like videos of like places where these clowns were going, and I'm like, dang, I better not see one here where I live, or else I'm like, I'm gonna be scared.
Well, then like people, when they were like breaking into other people's houses and like robbing them with like, you know, clown makeup and costumes and stuff. So yeah, that was pretty weird. But with all that being said, now that you guys kind of have an idea about the history of the clowns, let's just dive into our first story. So it was a breezy summer day, to be more specific, it was a Friday, and these two kids named Josh and David were hanging out together. David and Josh were best friends when we were both 14 years old at the time. While they were playing video games at David's house after school, they began to get a little hungry, so they started to look around the kitchen for some snacks or something quick to make. And we should mention now that David's dad, Jeff, was still at work, and Kate, David's mom, heard them saying that they were hungry, so she told the boys that if they wanted to grab some sandwiches at a local place downtown.
You know what's scary? When I was doing this, I'm like,
we have a sandwich shop
in downtown. When I was writing this out and I was reading the story, I'm like, dang, we have a sandwich shop downtown. That was kind of creepy. But the boys said yes, and they all got ready and hopped in the car. While driving to the sandwich shop, they noticed all the flyers that were posted at almost every light post, and it read, Clown Circus Comes to Town. Josh looks over at David and mentions that they should go tonight since it's Friday and they don't have school the next day. David agreed to, so he asked his mom, and she said sure, as long as, you know, they were going to stay together and be safe, they could go. After a couple minutes, they arrived at the sandwich shop, and as they were ordering their food, the manager of the place was handing out free tickets to go to the clown circus. The manager handed over some tickets to David's mom, and then they ate. Once they got home, the boys played for a little bit, then David's mom gave them the tickets and told them that if they wanted to go to the circus, they could go because it was all ages.
So then they said yes, and she gave them the tickets. They decided to walk there because the circus was only like a 10-minute walk, so it wasn't that far, and it was around 7 p.m. when they got there. They were greeted by this creepy-looking clown with the sad face drawn on it. Josh stated that he got a weird feeling from the clown from the jump. He said that he was very creepy but rude when they were entering. As they came into the circus, they bought some snacks at the concession stand and they found their seat. They stated that everyone that was walking in was dressed up as a clown, and as more people started showing up, they were the only ones not dressed up as clowns. When the show started, the lights got dim, and then a little clown car pulled into the middle of the stage and tons of clowns started popping out.
That would be crazy. I've always wondered how so many freaking clowns fit in that car.
I feel like they're like doing some like, I don't know, like gymnastic stunts in there.
Do you think
like,
they just like lay on top of each other?
I just think, I don't know. I'm sure they go biggest to smallest and they're like, okay, this is how we're going to fit in the car.
I've seen videos where like at least 10 to 15 people hop out that little car. And I'm just like, how?
I'd feel so squished, but like probably like there's like no air for them to breathe or anything, because there's a lot of them in there in those tiny cars.
But the show lasted about an hour and 30 minutes. And as everyone started to leave, David saw some people leaving through the opposite path from when they came in, so he and Josh followed the people. It said exit above the curtain, so they thought nothing of it. As they were walking further in, David texted his mom that they were on their way, and as he was looking down on his phone, Josh says, David, I think we went the wrong way. And when he looks up, they're backstage where a bunch of clowns were sitting down taking off their makeup. One of the clowns ended up seeing them and in a deep voice asked them what they're doing back there. Josh nervously answers, saying that they went the wrong way and they were just trying to exit the circus. David then states later on that the clown grabbed them by the arm very hard and pushed him towards the back exit of the tent. He threw them out and told him to head home. They brushed themselves off, and once they got up, they heard a giggle and someone say, oh, hi. They both were pretty, you know, scared because the sun was setting and it was kind of like they didn't expect anybody to be back there. We also forgot to mention that, you know, just like any circus, they're always located in like these rural areas. And this one in specific was right next to like a big empty, you know, land of trees. So they quickly noticed that it was the clown that greeted them in the entrance, the one with the sad face.
And the sad clown tried making jokes. As Josh and David grew more scared, he asked them, "Hey, would you like to see the inside of my clown car?" Josh and David said no, and they began to walk home. As they walked away, the clown just stared at them, not taking his eyes off of them until they turned the corner by the large line of trees that looked like a small forest. As Josh and David were walking, they were laughing at what just happened to them, and they were cracking jokes about how the sad clown looked. But as the sun began to set more, they started hearing little footsteps and branches cracking next to them. And when they would turn around, it would stop. The boys looked at each other and thought maybe it could be some kind of animal. But as they started walking again, they could hear someone breathing heavily and footsteps crushing some branches next to them.
And this next part really scares me because, you know, thinking like being in this scenario, like feeling how scared and terrified these kids were, honestly would be like such a traumatizing experience. But as they kept walking, they kept hearing, you know, those leaves like crushing and like branches breaking next to them. So then they came to a complete stop. They began to grow worried because they thought if it was some sort of deer or anything else, you know, they get scared easily, so they just run away. But this thing seemed to be following them the whole time they were walking home. So then instead of running and alarming the animal, they started walking faster. And as they started walking faster, the footsteps and everything started growing as well, you know, like almost as if this thing was running to keep up with them. So they both agreed to come to a complete stop to see if they could hear whatever it was walking next to them. So when they were running fast, they quickly stopped, and then they can hear somebody or something, you know, rushing right next to them. And so then they started saying like, "Whoever's there, you know, stop following us or whatever you are." And they ended up grabbing a rock and they threw it into the forest looking thingy. And out of nowhere, it was the sad clown guy who was following the whole time. One of the kids, I think, ended up saying that the clown said something about, like, "You want to make fun of me," and this and that. And the dude ended up pulling out a knife. The sad clown ended up pulling out a knife and started chasing the kids. So then the kids started screaming. And once again, guys, like I said, you know, they lived in like a pretty, you know, secluded area close to the circus. So it had to be like those rural, you know, neighborhoods. So they started running to their house, and like this clown was chasing them with the knife. Right before they passed like the big bush area and they turned around, the clown guy was just gone. Like, he completely just disappeared. I'm pretty sure he just hopped back into the fence because he was getting closer to where a bunch of houses were in the neighborhood, you
Someone
know, like,
would have caught him.
Yeah, like somebody hearing the kids yelling were gonna come out and see. But yeah, I guess that ended up happening to these kids as they, when they went to this like clown circus. And I'm just like, that's one of the main reasons why I'll never go to a circus.
Well, now, like, you guys know, like, after this story, not to take any clown tickets.
And
free ones.
What's crazy is when the circus comes here where we live, remember, like, at the sandwich shop, which is just weird.
They always give out
Free tickets. I think it was last summer when I ended up getting you some sandwiches.
Yeah.
And I was heading back to work. They threw in some clown tickets. Because remember, my brother was freaking out about it.
Because he wanted to go, right?
Because he wanted to go. But my other brother kept taking them. And we were like playing with them. Mm-hmm. And he was like freaking out. And he started hitting us, that saying that why we take his tickets and stuff like that. That's just weird. Now that I think about it, like, this lady took these two kids to a sandwich shop and they gave free tickets.
Well, after this episode, the friggin' sales for circuses are gonna go down. Yeah. Everybody's gonna be like, "Nah, never mind. I heard this episode of Scaredy Cats and I'm not going."
Yeah. I wonder if they're still like going around, because I haven't seen anything about it, you know.
I'm pretty sure they are, but I don't think they're as popular as they used to be, because for one, they're pretty expensive. Like, I mean, they upcharge for like the heck of a, you know, arm.
Have you ever gone to one?
Yeah, when I was younger, I would go a lot with my dad. Well, my parents and stuff and our family, because they would like hand out free tickets, you know. We would only get like popcorn, and like I always wanted to ride the elephant, but it was like $30 or something to ride the elephant. So I was like, "Nah, never mind," you know. But yeah.
Some creepy facts is that Egyptians would hire clowns for funerals, and they would have them act as a person who passed away.
What the flip?
Yeah, that's literally what went through my head when I read that.
Just imagine living in those times, and you're like, okay. Like, I don't know, I guess like if you're an outsider and you come to this funeral, right? And then you come and see like this clown acting like the person who passed away. I'd be like, okay, I think I'm just gonna leave before the end of this, because this is pretty weird.
Yeah, that is really weird. But Native Americans also had their own versions of a clown called the, I'm not even gonna try to pronounce it, but it's H-E-Y-O-K-A. And it was the sacred clown. And I guess these clowns were like very wise. like wise people. So I found that very interesting. And then Italy also had their own version of a clown called the Zannies, and they wore different faces for their characters. And these kind of clowns had, you know, those little masks with like the stick, and it was like different like figures, and just change their face like that.
Okay, kind of like the, you wouldn't even have like the masquerade parties, yeah, and they have those little mask things.
Yeah,
okay.
You held it with a stick, and it changed like the faces and like the moods that it would go to. And I'm not gonna go into the description, but there's some odd ones, like uncomfortable ones.
I was gonna say, I'm already thinking about it.
Yeah, because it was creepy. It would play like the emotions of like a human being. So there were some like very weird ones. But I'm sure you guys are also wondering where that clown fit comes from, you know, like the baggy colorful clothes, the big shoes and hair. Well, it started by a guy named Tom Belling Sr., who worked at a circus in Australia, and he basically invented the look of a clown, because back in the Egyptian and Roman times, they would dress these people in like weird like patchy clothing, but it wasn't necessarily like colorful. It was just weird patchy clothing, and then they would have like some sort of painting on their face, but not the clown that we see now, you know, with the whole white face, you know, the colorful eyes, and then the big nose, and then the fluffy hair.
It evolved, like the picture of it.
It definitely did evolve. So yeah, it was this guy called Tom Belling Sr. who basically invented the clown look.
Like the actual image. That was pretty crazy.
And another creepy fact is that John Wayne Gacy actually inspired Stephen King to make scary clown stories. One of those scary clown stories was Poltergeist.
Oh,
remember?
Really? Yeah.
Remember that weird little clown thing that comes and takes the kid from the TV?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I guess he was inspired by John Wayne Gacy's clown costumes, and then it was also inspired by it.
Gosh, now I'm not going to even look at those films the same.
After I read that, I'm like, those movies did not feel the same to me now, like knowing that he had that freaking inspiration to make that film.
That's pretty
That character,
crazy.
I mean. Yeah. That is pretty weird.
Yeah, guys. So overall, the history of clowns honestly like spooks me to the max, because I'm like, same. Dang, like every culture and every like different place had their own version of a clown. Personally, I'm just not going to look at clowns the same.
Yeah, same here. I thought that was very interesting how basically everybody had their own version of a clown.
Yeah.
Like the Native Americans, Italians, and Egyptians, then Egyptians, yeah. Romans, and Greeks. That's weird.
It's kind of like a universal thing, which is pretty crazy. But let us know what you guys think of clowns. Are you guys scared of them? Do you guys like not care for them? What do you guys think? We'd like to hear your guys' thoughts, but we want to thank you guys for joining us today on the spooky episode. And don't forget to follow us on all social media platforms at the Scaredy Cats Podcast, and that's Scaredy Cats with a K. And also, if you enjoyed today's episode, leave us a review by letting us know what you loved about it. We would really appreciate that. But without further ado, we are out.
Peace.